Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, let's start off with the current situation in the wheat market.
Well, the current situation is relatively high prices. You can go back to November the 23rd, just before Thanksgiving. We had $8.46 wheat in northern Oklahoma and $8.33 wheat in southern Oklahoma. You move into the current situation, about $7.73 in northern Oklahoma and $7.56 in southern Oklahoma. That's a 73-cent price decline in the price of wheat. It's 73 cents, and 73 cents is important to producers. But go back to last year. This time last year, we had $4.90 wheat. And you look at the average wheat price from 2009 to now, it's about $5.50. So as you look at the contracts going out to 22, 765 in northern Oklahoma, 755 in southern Oklahoma, compared to 490, those are relatively good prices.
Now, why did we see prices, though, drop off a little bit?
Well, the market got oversold. In other words, prices are like a pendulum, and they tend to go when they're going up too high, and when they go when they're going down too low. And so we just had some market adjustment in price. Plus, you had the Australian harvest going on. It was wet early in that harvest. We was talking about lower yields. We was talking about poor quality. But they're getting better yields and higher production than anticipated, and that had a negative impact on our prices. Argentina's completing their harvest. That wheat's coming on the market, driving the prices down a little bit. And of course, we're in the holiday season, and so you've got slim volume. Sales can drive prices down more than they would in a regular marketing period.
Why do you think we were seeing wheat prices at those historic highs?
Well, that's a good question, because we had record world wheat production. Now, U.S. wheat production, 1.6 billion bushels plus, was well below our average. But in the world, we had a new record. And so why we had those highs is because of demand. The consumption and demand for wheat was significantly higher than in the past, and a relatively high record. We saw our world-ending stocks go from 10.8 billion bushels in 19 to 10.6 in 20 to 10.2 projected this year. So tighter world stocks. Plus, in the United States, with that short crop, our ending stocks are projected to be right around 600 million bushels. Our average is right at a billion bushels. So really tight stocks in the United States, and lower stocks in the world because of demand.
Now, I know a lot can happen in 6 months' time, but what are you keeping an eye on, and what do you kind of expect between now and harvest?
Well, between now and June, when we get into our winter wheat harvest, about 25% of the world's wheat crop will have been harvested. But those countries harvesting are India, selected Eastern Asian countries, North Africa. Very little of that wheat will be put on the export market. So we got a limited supply of exportable wheat. The next exportable wheat to come on the market will be our harvest. So I think our prices will be relatively high as we get into June. Now, you look at the weather forecast. Hot, dry conditions are above average temperatures, below average precipitation. We lose this crop, those prices, we could see $8 or $9 price. We've already had $8 wheat, but we could see $9 wheat. We have a big crop, and we have a big crop in India, and India exports some wheat. We could have our prices below $7. But right now, it looks like we'll have $7+ wheat as we get into the June, July time period.
Okay, we'll take it. Thanks a lot, Kim. We'll see you next week.